Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. We're going to be fine. I know that people are very generous and will help us. But sometimes, you know, you got an hour that out of the six that it's a little rough. And I'm just going to be honest with you where we are. Okay, so we had $20,000 in match money to use up last hour. We used up 5,556 of it. So that was a little, we came in a little short, came in, but it's a nice, it's an interesting number that we're short 14,444. So a lot of fours there. I'm not really a numerologist, so I can't tell you the meaning of that, but I can tell you that it's going to be fine. We just, we've got a $20,000 match this hour, and we'll try to hit that match this hour. We'll let you know where we are at the end of the 2 hours today. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. Every single line is full. People want to talk to Joe. We want to get to answering some questions. So I'm going to do that. But let me just reset and we'll go right to the phones. Joe Heschmeyer, thank you for coming. First of all, I didn't even say hello to you, Joe. Thanks for coming back for another hour.
I mean, it was hard after that hour.
Yeah, you felt like quitting. You thought you might just quit quit your job. And
well, I'm not going to have a job after
that
this
career is over. So, on to something else. Yep. It's, I mean, we've been doing this for so long. You see that from time to time. There's still a couple people on the line from the last hour, so maybe somebody there is about to give us $14,000, but we have a $20,000 match this hour. Two out of our 3 hours, we have exceeded our goals. So we want to try to do that again this hour. If we can get three out of four before the end of the day, we'll be in good shape going into tomorrow. Right now, we're at 33% of the money raised. We're halfway through. We're 50% of the way through, and we've raised 33% of the money that we need. That's actually not bad. That's actually quite good because most people are not like Joe, organized together people. They're like me, people who will give at the last moment tomorrow. So
call me an organized together. No one who knows me is going to fall for that.
Joe, I was trying to make you look good. I was really trying to.
Oh, no, it's impossible.
a little too much gilding there on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see if we can do the 20,000 this hour. We'll come to you. We'll let you know our need. If we hit that 20,000 this hour, we're in good shape for tomorrow. That's the way I feel about it right now. So let's just brush ourselves off from that last hour, and we'll ask you for your help. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That means if you give a dollar, it's going to be two to us. If you give 10, it'll be 20 to us. You give 100, it'll be 200. Now, there's another match, so if you give 500 or more, we didn't really use up much of it at all last hour, so there's plenty of it left for this hour. If you're able to give 500 or more, it's going to be double matched. So as I've tried to make clear whenever we've done these pledge drives, it's the $20 a month gift. It's the $20, $50 one-time gift. Combined with those, you know, it's clearly a smaller number of people who can do $1,000 or $2,000. But when all of that works together, we make our goals every time. And so please, I guess the way to say that is do your part. I just noticed, I'm kind of excited about this. I just noticed a donation came in from Japan. I don't remember ever getting a donation from nice. Japan while we were live on the air. So thank you, Japan, for coming through for us. The number here is 888-291-8000. $20,000 dollar for dollar match, second match for any gift, 500 or more. Eight lines open right now, 888-291-8000. You got anything you want to say before we go to the phones, Joe?
I had a yen for more donations from overseas.
Oh, but thank you, Joe. He's got a yen for a little more, a little something else to come in.
It was that or doing a Dhamma or a Gatto, but I thought maybe that's not the best.
No.
But no, in all seriousness, I'd say this. The economic climate is tough on a lot of people, and I think we are seeing that in a lot of our smaller donors who would normally give and who maybe feel insecure giving even $20 a month right now. And by all means, I want to encourage people to give generously, even when it's a little scary. The widow's mites an important principle for all of us. But I also want to encourage people who don't feel that pinch, people who are not struggling in quite the same way, to really take that as an encouragement to step up and to know, you know, this is not going to be forever. Things will improve for people at the lower rungs. But right now, it might be a scary time for a lot of people. And if it's not a scary time for you, all the more reason this is a good time to give.
888-291-8000. I will let you know this, Joe. I beg your pardon. The calls are coming in. So we have not filled up the lines yet, but people are picking up the phone to call. So I feel confident to go to the other phone lines and let people ask Joe questions. Six lines open right now. Can you get on one of those? 888-291-8000. I apologize for my cough, and I'll get that straightened out. And we'll let Joe talk with Clayton in Midland, Texas, watching on YouTube. Clayton, you've been waiting patiently. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. Thanks, Joe. My question today is, how do I, as a Catholic, sort through everything online and figure out what the church actually teaches?
Just on every subject?
Yeah. One of the examples that I put on here was, I know that there was some confusion on the co-redemptrix document that came out, I don't know, 5 months ago, 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in general, yes, but that's a specific example that I had.
Okay. Yeah. So a good way to know what we believe as Catholics is to read the Catechism of the Catholic Church and find trusted voices who, when they speak, they line up with what you're reading in the Catechism. If they're not lining up with that, if they're promoting something that doesn't track, it doesn't sound the same, I would not treat those as trusted voices. I would, especially if you're in the stage of trying to figure out what it is we believe as Catholics, start from that. So in this case, when the Vatican issues a clarification that, like, here's why we don't use those titles in an official capacity, that's a helpful teaching document for us to learn from. That's not at the highest levels of infallibility or anything, but nevertheless, as we're forming our conscience, as we're forming our worldview, as we're forming kind of our theological understanding, listening to the church, both in areas of infallible teaching, but even infallible teaching as well, we want to treat all those things very seriously. Theologians who they take what's called an oath of fidelity. It's called the professio fidei, the profession of faith. And they take an oath to not only believe, they say, with great care and fidelity, I shall carry out the duties incumbent on me toward the church, but the universal in particular. But then they say, in fulfilling the duty entrusted to me in the name of the church, I shall hold fast to the deposit of faith in its entirety. I shall faithfully hand it on and explain it. I shall avoid any teachings contrary to it. I shall follow and foster the common discipline of the entire church, and I shall maintain the observance of all ecclesiastical laws, especially those contained in the Code of Canon Law. With Christian obedience, I shall follow what the bishops, as authentic doctors and teachers of the faith, declare, or what they, as those who govern the church, establish. I shall also faithfully assist the diocesan bishops, so that the apostolic activity, exercised in the name and by the mandate of the church, may be carried out in communion with the church. So you'll notice that the task of the theologian even is to have an eye towards what the bishops are saying in this official kind of teaching capacity, not to just say what's the hottest kind of belief on YouTube right now or what's the latest trend. You will find, even within the world of, you know, Catholic YouTube and Catholic online discourse, Catholics who disagree with each other on prudential matters, and in those cases it's all the more important to just see, well, where and how has the church spoken in any kind of authoritative way? Where and how have the bishops spoken, particularly maybe my own bishop? And then use that as kind of a launching point for kind of knowing where to land on issues. I know I'm mixing metaphors between launching and landing there.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely.
Clayton, God bless you. Thank you very much. And thank you for your patience in waiting for us. One of the things we have to do today and tomorrow is ask folks for their support. Again, I'll just describe to you how it works. You have a local radio station you're probably listening on. Maybe you're listening on satellite radio or somebody's website or somebody's app or whatever. That's not us. The place, what we do is we just make this show and give it to other people to broadcast. So you got to support your local Catholic radio station. You got to keep supporting EWTN. Those are all very, very important. What we ask you to do every 3 months is make it possible for us to give this show away for free to anybody who wants to broadcast it. And we really do give it away to everyone who wants to broadcast it. Anybody that wants it can have it and can share it. And that's why you hear calls from all over the world. We get calls from Africa. We get calls from exotic places like Sweden. I told you we just got a donation from Japan. It's because you make it possible for this to be broadcast for free by anybody who wants to broadcast it. We need your support now in order to use up our $20,000 match. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to split the hour in two to see if we can get a little something going this first half of the hour. Because if we can come in at $10,000 by the bottom of the hour, well, we know we're halfway to getting there. And so I'm going to tell you where we are right now. In order to be on target, well, we need about $6,500 by the bottom of the hour. That's still 18 minutes away. So we've got time to raise that $6,568. That's the exact number. 888-291-8000. So if you can do a $5,000 gift, man, I'll tell you what, that'll let me just take calls for the rest of this up to the bottom of the hour and not worry about it till the next half hour. But that's where we are. We're about $15,000 away from making our match this hour. But if we can do, you know, just try to get 6,000 in by the bottom of the hour, we will be in great shape. Could you help us with that? Could you do a $50 one-time gift? And then we'll send you Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him. And your $50 will be matched. It'll become $100 to us immediately. 888-291-8000. Or can you do one of those large gifts? You know, can you do a $500? Can you do a $750 or a $1,000 or maybe a $1,500 gift? That will go a very long way to supplementing what other folks are doing and getting us to be halfway done by the end of this hour. So $10,000 to raise this half hour, a little more than $5,000 to go. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Joe, I'm going to go take another call because I don't want to lose this call.
Let's do it.
I just realized that we now have a call from Japan. Elise in Japan. We've talked to you before. Elise, welcome back.
Hi. Yeah, actually, I called recently with my daughter's question, and she was so happy.
Oh, I'm so glad
to see the video. Yeah, she asked me to give her the link so she can show her friends.
Oh, very good.
So yeah, but they don't speak English, but maybe, you know, maybe someone's going to catch
up. Let the AI translate it. There's all these AIs that could translate it for you now. It's morning there, right? Elise, it's Thursday morning where you are?
Yes, it's morning.
Well, good morning.
Yes.
And thank you so much for calling. It's exciting to us to get to talk to Japan today. What do you got for Joe?
Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's for my son, actually. He's 14.
Do all your kids come? Your questions come from your kids? You got nothing of your own?
Yes, from my kids.
You are, what a mother you are! What a good mother! All right. What does your son want to know?
He wants to know how come Saint Michael is a saint even though he's an angel. How could that happen?
Yeah. Boy, he's really good, huh?
And that's a great question. Some of this is just kind of popular usage, because usually when we talk about the saints, we mean human beings who have been redeemed and are sanctified and made holy. The term saint means holy or holy one. But of course, the angels are also holy. And we can even point out the fact that there is something a little bit analogous to redemption in the angels. Now, the angels don't fall. They don't fall into sin in that way. But the angels are given a choice to side with God or rebel from God. And we know that the devil and his minions make the bad choice. They rebel against God. The angels that stay loyal to God are glorified. And so there is a sense in which the angels experience glorification, and they are holy. And so we can call them saints, even though it is kind of a strange use of the word saint compared to how we normally use it. Does that help, Elise?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any chance for an angel to be redeemed?
No. Not those, like, not the devil and his minions. And the reason has to do with somewhat the nature of how they experience cognition and everything else, that we experience new information through our senses. The angels and demons are spiritual beings, that isn't how they know truth. So the devil had everything he needed and still said no. And the same is true of all the demons. And so there's nothing more that could be offered in that sense. Additionally, Jesus redeems us by becoming man. And every angel is an individual act of creation. So the angels aren't biologically related to each other. We are all united in Adam, which is both how it's possible we can all share an original sin, but also how it's possible that Jesus, by becoming one man, can redeem all men. That as in Adam all die, as in Christ are made alive, is true because we are biologically united to one another. That's not true with the angels.
Elise, your daughter wanted an answer in Japanese. So can you tell Joe something to say in Japanese to your son? Maybe some Christian phrase?
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get Joe to speak Japanese right now. You give him something.
No. I hope people are paying extra for
this. How about this? How about
those of you who are considering donating,
yeah,
you get to pay extra to watch me humiliate myself in Japanese.
If we have a chance to bring the faith to Japanese youth, we're going to do it. So give Joe some phrase in Japanese.
Maybe in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's English.
That would be... I feel like I got that one. Let me try.
All right, give it to...
In Japanese, maybe it would be Chichi toko to seire niyotte.
Go ahead, Joe.
Chichi toko... What was it? Sorry. Chichi...
To seire.
The seire?
Chichi to ko.
Chichi to ko.
Oh my
god. Uh-huh.
To. Oh man.
Ni.
Yotte.
Yotte.
Oh my gosh. She had to do it one syllable at a time for you. You're the worst Japanese speaker I have ever heard.
I spent 3 weeks in Japan and I came away thinking this language is incredibly phonetic and I am terrible at it.
Well, is it polite or rude if I say arigato gozaimasu?
Oh, it's totally fine.
Okay, all right.
Good. Thank you.
Elise. Call back again.
She switches immediately back to English. That's how you know you did a good job.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Thanks, Elise. I hope we get to talk with you again. All right. That's fun to get to talk to Japan. Joe, you are the worst Japanese speaker. I don't even speak any Japanese, and I could tell you were terrible at that. That was horrible.
I'm so bad at every language besides English. The gap between my English and my everything else, even the languages I've studied, it's shocking. It's shocking how bad it is.
There we go, though. That's what we get to do here at Catholic Answers Live, attempting there to bring the faith to the youth of
Japan. If we don't hit our match, next hour is going to be all Japanese.
We'll do it. That's a great. All right. I'll tell you what. Let me tell you where we are. We've got $4,434 to raise in the next 11 minutes. If we can raise $4,434, we'll do the next half hour in English. If not, Joe's doing the whole half hour in Japanese. It's going to be an amazing show. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Did somebody just write Japanese on there? Somebody gave it to you. Do you see that, Joe? You could read it.
Chichi toko to serai no mina niyote. Nailed it.
I have nailed it. Look, six lines open right now. We need your help and support. It is a joyful thing to get to share the gospel. What a great pleasure. What a great honor we have. I mean, Chris mentioned that time we had that wonderful call from Turkey that one time. We've gotten to speak with people in China. We've gotten to speak with people in the Philippines almost every Friday. We've gotten to speak with people in exotic places like Australia and Indiana. And we can do that because you make this possible. We've got $4,434 of match money to use up in the next 10 minutes. Can you help us do that? 888-291-8000. We do have fun. We try to have fun, but it's the joy of the gospel. It really is. The point of this is that Christ makes everything good. He makes us brothers and sisters to everyone, everywhere, on every corner of the earth. It's such a great pleasure when you get to share that brotherhood and sisterhood with others on the air. Thank you again for making that possible. 888-291-8000. Joe, I think I'm going to let you take more calls. I think people are going to help us reach our goal for this half hour, and then we'll try to raise $10,000 the next half hour. So you ready to go back and take another call?
Yeah, let's do it. Actually, you know what? Can we do the John in Oklahoma?
The John in Oklahoma. Yeah, you can't say the John. You have to say the John. It's like the Ohio State University. When you're talking to...
I really dislike saying the Ohio State University. Just let the record show.
The John in Oklahoma. Welcome back, John. You got a question for Joe?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, hey, saying the John from Oklahoma is awesome, and my wife loves it when you say the Ohio State University, so she loves that even more.
All right, well, Joe will be doing that in Japanese next half hour.
Classic
if we don't raise
Ohio
a couple
State
thousand
University
grand.
Grad preferring that to her own husband.
What do you got for us, John?
Well, I was having a discussion with somebody, and I didn't even get the religion. We're talking about Mary and the fact that she did, that her faith wavered. Jesus was growing up.
Hey, John, you're cutting in and out a little bit. Could you, are you on speaker?
Yeah. So he's talking about.
Okay, how is that? Is that better?
Oh, yeah, much better.
Way better.
Okay, so you said that what we did get was that the faith of Mary and Joseph seemed to waver when they lost Jesus. So go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hold on Okay, here's my question. One second.
Oh, we got nothing but time.
Okay, so
just take your time, man. We're just doing a radio show here. Whatever you need to do, that's the main thing, John.
Okay, so here's my question. Talking to a guy online, and we were having a discussion about the faith of Mary and Joseph and how it might have wavered while Jesus was growing up. Because I said, well, how do you figure? And they brought up where they lost Jesus. And they found him 3 days later in the temple, but they were worried about where he was, and they couldn't find him. And they're like, well, if Mary and Joseph had full faith in God and trusted in God, then they wouldn't have worried where Jesus was, and they wouldn't have acted, worrisome. And I said, well, any mother would worry about their child. Well, they came back and said, yes, but we're not talking about a normal child. We're talking about the Son of God. So how do you respond to that?
It's such a weird... I mean, the people who object to Mary find the weirdest things to strain, where it's just like that's... Anyone reading Luke 2 and seeing Joseph and Mary finding Jesus not in their party are worried and go looking for him. Anyone taken away from that, like, oh, they must not have believed enough in God, has just completely misunderstood the point of that passage and seems to misunderstand something really basic about humanity. Like, again, as you said, what parent wouldn't react? Because think about all of the possible things that could be happening that don't deny Jesus's divinity at all. The fact that Jesus is divine doesn't mean he can't be killed. Case in point, he was. So there's any number of things where you just think like, well, maybe he's doing everything he's meant to do, but we failed as parents, or we've let things down. The fact that he's divine doesn't mean you don't stress about the parenting. It doesn't mean you don't stress about the decisions. And so I think it's just kind of an absurd misunderstanding. If someone said, oh, well, you believe in Jesus and that you're going to go to heaven when you die, but you still wear a seatbelt. I guess you don't believe in him very much. We would regard that person as having kind of a cartoonish misunderstanding of what belief is. I would hope that having a natural fear of death, a natural desire to avoid, the danger and all of that, is not a sign of lack of faith. Like if you pretended like you were going to punch one of the apostles and they flinched, that doesn't mean they didn't believe enough in Jesus. And if that's the level of your argument against Mary, it's just not a good argument. I mean, you're reaching so far that it's worth asking, like, what is it that's motivating you to bend over backwards to misunderstand scripture this badly. Because a proper understanding is this. The finding in the temple is a grace that Jesus gives. Mary is the reason we know about the finding in the temple. Luke tells us that she ponders these things in her heart. He can only know that from her. And what is the significance of this event from Mary's perspective? That Jesus has gone up to Jerusalem at the Passover, been separated from her for 3 days, and then is reunited with her and reveals to her that all of this was part of God's plan. And then later in his adulthood, you know what's going to happen? Jesus is going to go up to Jerusalem at the Passover. He's going to be separated from her on Good Friday, Holy Saturday, reunited on the third day. And this is a great reassurance to her that when she goes through the tragedy of watching her son brutally killed, that she can look back to this earlier moment in life that was also painful in its own way, but she remembers this and can know, okay, God is at work in this. And the fact that this is scary and the fact that she suffers and everything, biblically is not viewed as a sign of Mary's lack of faith, but on the contrary. Like, think about Simeon's prophecy, that because of the profundity of Mary's faith in Jesus, a sword will pierce through her heart also, just as her son will be a sign for the fall and rising of many in Israel, that the closer she is to Jesus, the more profoundly she feels his suffering, his loss, anything bad that might happen to him, not the less.
Thanks, D. John. Hey, we're going to take a very quick break. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. We've got $1,951 to raise in the next 4 minutes, or Joe's doing the second half of the show in Japanese. If you could help us out, we've got that match money. Your money doubled, 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. We've got a minute to go before the bottom of the hour. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, $11,924 left, so I'll let you know in a minute. We kind of broke it up into two goals, $10,000 the first half hour we were hoping to raise, and then that would make it much easier for us to finish having used up the entire match by the end of this hour. We've also got all but one line full for Joe, so we are going to do lots of calls, but while we've got him here, let's turn it now to our good friend and boss, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. Hi, Chris. Welcome back.
Do people still use that word, boss, Cy, I guess?
Just for Bruce.
Oh. They made a movie about him. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. My friends, there are seven lines open. Cy, here's what I want to ask our listeners. What do you value? What is important to you? Is bringing people into the Catholic Church important to you? And if it is, are you investing in it? Now, I mean, there may be there may be other places where this work is going on. In fact, I know there are, and we like to cooperate with those apostolates. But as my friend Joe Heschmeyer was saying in the first hour, there's just something absolutely 100% accessible about radio. It's everywhere, and if it isn't there, if there's not a tower, or we're not on that tower, there's Catholic.com, there's the app, there's Sirius Satellite Radio, there's YouTube, there's Facebook. Anyone who wants access to this program
can get it.
888-291-8000. And they can learn about the Catholic faith, as Joe was explaining in the last hour, in a completely...
Safe, I think.
Safe is a word.
Yeah.
Without stress, without anxiety, without people who will be alarmed to find out that these people are exploring the Catholic faith without them necessarily knowing. So, my friends, you who support our program, make it possible for us to reach someone right now who is in the midst of a long, dark night of the soul, perhaps, or just beginning his or her search. And we are going to end that engagement with bringing that person into full communion with the Catholic Church, with the grace of the seven sacraments, with the Eucharist, which our friend Joe has written so eloquently about. So, my friends, there are three lines open right now. Let's fill them up. 888-291-8000. Again, I ask you, what do you value? Is it important to you that everyone become a Catholic? Because actually, that's what Jesus wants.
Amen.
I'm going to say this, and Joe can give me chapter and verse. Jesus wants everyone to be a Catholic. And this show is...
John 17, 20-23.
Thank you. And this show is bringing that to fruition. 888-291-8000. So, my friends, when you support this program, you are helping fulfill Jesus' desire. By the way, you're also following one of the precepts of the church, which is to support the church. Catholic Answers is an apostolate in full communion, recognized by our diocese. So when you support Catholic Answers, you fulfill the precept of the church to support the church in her work. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'm going to let Joe take a question real quick, but we've got $10,000 in matching money for this half hour. So can we raise $10,000 in the next half hour, get us back on track after a wonderful day yesterday, a bit of a rough hour the first hour today, but folks have been very generous this hour and we're getting there. Can you make one of those larger donations? We do need a few folks to come in at the $1,000 or maybe $2,000, maybe $3,000 level. That'll get us back on track. 888-291-8000. I don't want to leave. All right, you're going to have to help me now in San Antonio, Texas. Is it Lucia? Lucia? How do I say it? Help me out.
Lucia.
Lucia?
Hello.
Hello. How do you pronounce your first name?
It's actually Lucy.
Oh, Lucy. Oh. What a beautiful name. How old are you, Lucy?
11.
Well, we're very happy to have your call. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Heschmeyer.
Can a Protestant confess?
Oh, you mean go to confession?
Yeah.
So, ordinarily, no. Because, let me explain. So, you can confess your sins to other people, for sure. But in terms of the sacrament of confession, in the sacrament of confession, we are brought into unity with the church when that unity has been damaged or destroyed. And so if someone isn't part of the church in the full sense, they ordinarily cannot receive the sacrament of confession. They can't, you know, go to confession. There are a handful of exceptions. For instance, in danger of death, or if the person is in RCIA, there's an explicit exception there. Additionally, There are times where non-Catholics who are, you know, like Orthodox, it's a different story. So, yeah, in the case of like a Protestant, they would have to be seeking the sacrament themselves, and there'd have to be a danger of death, or they're in OCIA, and they're in preparation for being received into the church fully.
Okay, Lucy.
What's OCIA?
Oh, sorry. OCIA is RCIA is what it's sometimes called. It's the means by which we prepare people to come into the church. So just as, you know, if you're going to get married, you have a period of engagement where you get ready to be married. Well, here, if you're going to be baptized or confirmed, there's a period of time of preparation. And so someone who isn't a Catholic, who is becoming Catholic, or maybe they're a non-Catholic Christian, they are going to go through a period of preparation so they know what it is that they're saying yes to. And that period is called RCIA, or now it's called OCIA. But those two things refer to the same thing.
So I have a question for Lucy.
Lucy, will you take a question from us?
Yeah.
Lucy, are you going to become a nun? Are you going to become take a religious vow?
I want to.
Listen to that. Isn't this?
Have you spoken to Lucy before?
I think we talked on Monday.
Oh, it's very nice to speak with you again, Lucy. Keep calling. It makes us very happy when you call. Thank you.
We're praying for you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I was very impressed by Chris's spiritual discernment there for a moment. He could just tell.
I was like, I know. He's reading souls now.
Chris Pio. I asked her the same question on Monday.
Right now we got 9 lines open. We've got $10,000 of matching money still ready to use. We need your help. We're more than halfway through now with our quarterly pledge drive. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365. Look, we've got 23 minutes left till the top of the hour and $10,000 to raise this hour. That may seem like a huge, unreachable goal in some ways, but a few people that will call and make that $500 gift, that $1,000 gift. We've had folks who have called and made a $5,000 gift. As a matter of fact, I believe we had one of those yesterday. We can reach this match and be fully matched for this hour. That'll give us a success, 3 out of 4 hours so far, this pledge drive, in reaching the match. We just need your help right now. So I'll tell you what, there's 8 lines open right now. Could we just fill them up right now? Our colleagues have actually been waiting for some calls. We took some time there to get to chat with Lucy, and now lots of lines are open.
Seven lines open.
291-8000. Let's fill up those 7 lines. Can you make, you know what? If any amount, $50, $20, $100, it's all matched 100%. We've got $10,000 of match money. But there is a second match for any gifts, $500 or more. Doesn't matter what amount that you are able to give, we've got a line for you. You are not taking up a line from somebody else. There's 7 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Also, tomorrow will be the last day of this drive. Lots of folks will wait. And so if you will call today, that will get us a long way towards having those lines open tomorrow where we can take those calls. I want to thank Susan from Nebraska, who gave a one-time donation of $500, and not long ago, she pledged $50 a month. So, Susan, thank you. That $500 is actually $1,500 to us, 888-291-8000. Karen from Oklahoma just gave $500. Oh, really? That's $1,500 to us. Do you think I read that wrong? Joe, you're laughing.
I did wonder if that was supposed to be pronounced Karen, but I was going to just defer to you there.
It's just because of the spelling. I thought maybe... Nah, I'm not good at this. I couldn't even pronounce Lucy.
Tell me about the next name on the list, too, because this is another exciting one.
Well, I'm not going to give the amount because I'm going to say her last name, but Sandra Kellett from New York just gave us a monthly pledge, and Deanna, who took the call, asked her if she was related to me.
Diana. It's Diana. Did you say Deanna?
In English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it in Irish? Probably so, nothing like it's spelled.
Deanna asked her, is she married? No, not is she married. Is she related to me? She's clearly not married to me. She said she doesn't know, but her husband is from Ireland. And I can tell you, my family name, Kellett, comes from Ireland like 150 years ago. So maybe we're distant relatives. But Sandra, thank you very much. Six lines open now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Why don't you ask Diana what name her parents gave her? Ask her when you see her. Ask her, is that what her parents named her? 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. Joe,
two quick notes, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Vanessa said, I think that might have been her mother-in-law who donated from Oklahoma. I believe her name is Karen. And maybe not. We'll see. She can clarify if it is her mother-in-law. And also, she pointed out that calls like Lucy's are one of the beautiful things about supporting this show.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, praise God.
What other right. format are you going to have that kind of encounter in this setting where you're able to answer an 11-year-old's question?
You mean an 11-year-old girl doesn't call the Joe Rogan Show to ask about if Protestants can confess?
No,
that doesn't happen on the Joe Rogan.
My favorite thing about her whole call, though, was this. What's OCIA?
Yeah. I love it. She had a follow-up. 888-291-8000. My friends, there are five lines open. We need to fill those up. How about if we do this in the next 60 seconds? Let's fill up those five lines.
We can do it.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Let's do that, and I will let Joe answer another question because I do not want to just eat up all of your time listening.
Wait. Before he answers that question, I need clarification on something.
Yes.
So if I give a gift of $500 or more, that's $1,500
right.
to Catholic Answers. So if I give a gift of $5,000, that's $15,000.
It would be now because we still have more than 5,000 in matching money for the 20. Yeah, it would be 15 grand, right?
Okay,
now.
So this is the time, my friends. If you are sitting on $5,000 that you have been waiting to give to Catholic Answers and you would like it to be 15,000 to Catholic Answers, this is the time to call because that money is going to be tripled.
How many people are sitting on $5,000 they've been
actually
waiting to give
to Catholic
Answers?
Actually, quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Wait a minute.
So, okay, actually, can I answer that question?
Yeah.
There are a lot.
Are there?
Yes. And I don't know if you're aware, but I don't know what the Dow or the other one, the S&P.
They're doing really well. Huh?
It's crazy. And so my friends, okay, here's actually something. This is for real. If you have done well in your investments this year and you're concerned, maybe we're getting near the peak of that and you want to avoid a capital gain, we can accept gifts of stock. And it's very easy to do. Call when you call and say, look, I'm interested in making a gift of appreciated securities. I want to avoid the capital gains. We'll get our development department in touch with you, or you can just go to Catholic.com, hit the donate button there, and it explains how to make gifts of stock. So if you have been blessed with the appreciation of your stocks, this is a great time to give, and that money will be matched. 888-291-8000.
Another gift from Japan, you'll be happy to know, Joe. So thank you for
I'm really that's called the Nikkei. Drive all the Japanese listeners away with my attempt at pronouncing Japanese.
I know.
That's the Nikkei, that's, right? The Nikkei? Was that from the Nikkei?
That's right.
They've got us a victory.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Diego in Orlando, Florida, who has been so patiently waiting. Thank you for waiting, Diego. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, thank you. First, I just want to say, and I know, Joe, you probably hear this a lot, but I still want to say it anyway. Thank you so much for your work on apologetics. You've been a great help, you and all Catholic Answers, really, in helping me to learn more and more about the faith. And
thank you.
Yeah, I even started like OCIA back on August, and
praise
I'm
God.
I'm gonna have confirmation on my first Eucharist on February 24th.
Glory to God!
What?
Glory to God!
Wonderful!
Yeah. And I'm talking because I want to talk about the Eucharist, and specifically about how it is propitiatory. Like I know and I do believe it is propitiatory, but and that the sacrifice of Christ is made present in every single Mass. But I still want to know what exactly that means. I know that it means it appeases God's justice, and it does warrant forgiveness of sin. But how exactly does that apply? Can it even forgive mortal sins, or is like that application of the forgiveness of sin means like how the Eucharist forgives venial sins when you eat it in a state of
great question. So
a few things
to know. Number one, I did a debate with James White on this. So if you look up, you know, Joe Heschmeyer, propitiatory sacrifice, that way you've got two tough to spell words in there. You can find that debate and you can get a much fuller answer than I'm going to be able to give you right now. Second, if you stick around, I don't know if we can do this during pledge drive. Can we give a book or is that going to?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, John Brasilla will do it.
Great. My book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, talks about this dimension of how the Eucharist is a sacrifice. And I actually talked about this as well, looking at the early church fathers in the first 200 years who talk about this. In another book, the early church was the Catholic Church. But let me give a short version right now. The Catechism in 1366 says that the Eucharist is thus a sacrifice because it represents, makes present, the sacrifice of the cross, because it is its memorial, and because it applies its fruit. And then it explains how all of that is true. So in the Eucharist, in the Eucharistic sacrifice, the one sacrifice of Christ is presented to the Father. We're not re-sacrificing Christ. We are participating in the sacrifice that was once for all offered. So if you think about the Passover lamb is slain, and then the ordinary Jewish people would participate in the sacrifice, not by killing the lamb, but by eating the lamb that was already killed. And that's how they partook of the sacrifice. And St. Paul, when he's trying to explain the Eucharist as sacrifice in 1 Corinthians 10, he compares it to this. He says, are not those who eat the sacrifices partners in the altar? He even compares it to pagan sacrifice, which is pretty shocking. So when you partake in a sacrifice, some people partake by killing the sacrifice. That would be the priestly role. But others participate by consuming the sacrifice. So when we receive the Eucharist, we are participating in the one sacrifice of Christ. Now, because of the mode of communion, so that one sacrifice takes away all the sins of the world, a mortal and venial alike. This is the sacrifice for all sins. But we don't receive communion every time we go to the Eucharistic sacrifice if we're aware of mortal sin on our conscience. And the reason we don't is because mortal sin cuts us off from communion with God, and you need to confess your sins and have this reconciliation. Jesus talks about if you go to the altar and realize you have an unforgiven matter with your brother, leave your gift at the altar and go and make peace first. And so there's this model that at the sacrifice, you don't want to receive the sacrifice unworthily. 1 Corinthians 11 talks about how it's damnable to receive Christ unworthily. So the early Christians were very clear, not only that the Eucharist was sacrifice, but specifically that this was the one sacrifice of Christ, and they even used language about it being propitiatory. So it's actually quite striking. Like St. Cyril of Jerusalem in the 300s calls it the spiritual sacrifice, the bloodless service, the sacrifice of propitiation. He uses all of those terms for the Eucharist. You go all the way back, you know, 181, Athenagoras, the guy who's the first one to use the word Trinity, also refers to the Mass as the bloodless sacrifice. You go back even before that to the first century, and you have not just St. Paul, you also have the author of the Didache referring to the Mass as a sacrifice. So there's very much this theme. It's not just a sacrifice of praise that we do. No, this is Jesus is the true priest, and we are participating in the priestly offering of Jesus. And that's why we talk about the priest standing in the person of Christ, because we can't offer a sacrifice that is going to please God the way the sacrifice of the cross does. All we can do is participate in the one sacrifice of Christ. And so that's what we're called to do, and that's why the Eucharist is sacrificial.
And that is where we have to leave it, because we got to go back to ask you to support us right now. We are still $10,000 away from using up our $20,000 match this hour. It's a long way to go. We do need your help. 888-291-8000. Quite a few people, I'm going to tell you the truth, quite a few people have called and filled up the phones, and very generous gifts. It's just those larger gifts are missing at the moment. And maybe there are a few people who can help us kind of finish this hour out strong. Four lines open right now. If we could get some of the larger gifts on there among all the other great calls that are coming in, that will help us to use up this $10,000 of match money we've got. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
So, in addition to the large gifts that we're asking for, I want to extend a challenge to anyone who has been listening to this show for a week or for 10 years or whatever it is in between and has never made a gift to support the show. You've been benefiting from the program and it's helped you in your own conversations, it's helped you strengthen your own faith and your knowledge of Jesus Christ. And now it's your opportunity to pass that along to someone else to make sure that this show stays on the air and continues to reach as many people as possible. So if you are a first-time giver, what, do we have something for first-time givers?
Yes,
wait,
we do.
Okay.
We've got plenty of things for first-time
okay.
givers.
Yeah, good. Five lines open right now. If you're a first-time giver, what are we doing, Cy?
Well, I'll tell you what. Could you
call
could
and
you,
find out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's a surprise.
You could, if you could, let's say you can come in at $50. Just $50 right now. We'll send you Trent's book, Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him. Right now, $50. Maybe you could do a $20 a month gift. We'll send you the T-shirt and all the things that come with being a defender at $20 a month. So if you're a first-time giver, come in at one of those levels and we'd be happy to give you those gifts. 888-291-8000. I do have to say this. It's better than I said. Darren did a better tally than I had, and we have $5,800 left to use up this hour. So we can do that in the next few minutes. $5,800 of match money left. Can you help us use it up? 888-291-8000.
Four lines open, 888-291-8000. My friends, I ask you again, what do you value? You're subscribing to Apple TV and to Netflix and to Pluto or... What are they all? Peacock, Paramount, all.
Right.
You probably have subscriptions you're not even aware of that you started and you're not making use of. And I'm going to be pretty blunt. Probably a number of them, if not all of them, are you're in fact supporting what we could say is bad programming. It's morally objectionable programming. It might even be anti-Catholic in some respects. So I'm asking you, what do you value? Do you want to support a program that it demonstrably cooperates with the Holy Spirit? I want to be very clear, cooperates with the Holy Spirit to bring souls to the fullness of the truth, to the grace of the sacraments, to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. Two lines open. Let's fill them up. Three lines open. 888-291-8000. My friends, what do you value? God's going to ask you. He's going to ask you when you meet him, and you will. Joe can back me up on this chapter and verse. Well, you will.
Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. If you spend more of your monthly budget supporting the destruction of Christ's church than you do supporting it, your heart and your treasure are in the wrong place.
Yep. 888-291-8000. God is going to ask you, what did you do, my friend, to tell the world about my son? And you can say, well, you know what? I found this radio program, and it turns out they were helping a lot of people become Catholics. And I supported them on a regular basis. I became a monthly giver to that program. And that's going to make God happy. I feel confident to say that.
You can say that. 888-291-8000. Mm-hmm. Look, we've got about $5,000 in match money left and just a few more minutes with you. So a perfect time. You know it's going to get matched. A few people that could make those $1,000 gifts would really go a long way right now. But it's all hands on deck.
If you One can, line open. Let's fill it up.
If you can make that $50 gift right now, if you can make that $20 gift, if you can maybe make that $2,000 gift altogether, we can use up the match this hour and we will be in good shape heading into the last day of our pledge drive. We do need your help. 888-291-8000. Keep calling if you have any trouble getting through. Everybody will stay on the lines until the phones stop ringing. But also, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com right now. You just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place, all the same matches, and you'll get it done as quick as your typing will allow you. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365.
Cy, let's make that point again. Maybe you are listening now to the show on the podcast. So you're listening to the rebroadcast right now or you're listening.
Yeah, right.
I'm in a time loop here or something.
Speaking to the future.
Yes. I'm talking to the people in the future. Maybe you're listening on the podcast right now. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The gift that you make, even though you're listening on the podcast, that will be matched. We've got until the close of business on Thursday to do this. So 888-291-8000. This is great. We've got two calls waiting, so please stay on the line there. 888-291-8000. Please be generous.
Thousands of dollars of match money still available. Joe Heschmeyer, thank you. It's always a great pleasure. And your Japanese was impeccable.
Thanks. My pleasure.
All right, that'll do it for us this hour. We're going to come back tomorrow, God willing, and do it again. And we're going to keep doing it for the next 3 months. If you come through for us, and you always have, we're relying on you now. Let's use up that last few thousand dollars of match money. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Ask him about the gifts. Ask him about the double match for gifts over $500. Share your story or tell them I need to get this done quick and get out. There's two lines open right now. Let's fill them all up. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. See you tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.